Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one stop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. You're going to check out the blog, the radio show, whatever have you. That is the place to check out, www.jackieap.com. In fact, I posted my latest blog early this morning, and it's just a short video. I captured some of the candlelight service from church last night. It was just a wonderful service, so I captured some of that on video, so that's my latest blog. I welcome you to check it out. I'm going to post the actual link to it that will lead you directly there in the chat room, but of course if you're listening later, you can check out, go to my website, www.jackieap.com, and click the Blogspot link, and it's that latest blog that's titled West A Candlelight Service. Just a wonderful service last night. Had a real wonderful time, so I welcome you to check that out. And anything else you need, go to the website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. Welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Callie C on your phone. Thank you for tuning in. Ed Lips in chat room. Thank you for tuning in. Anyone else that is listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Today's topic, share your light. Once again, today's topic, share your light. And I just simply, with that title, decided to just take the cue from last night's service. It was just beautiful, and what I mean by share your light is what was discussed, what Bishop Blake is, for the most part, is always sharing in his message, for us to share our light with others. Because that's what we're supposed to be, number one, as people of the Lord. We are to share our lights with others. Because we live in this dark, troubled world. So many things that goes on. So many people that are in pain, whatever have you. So many things that are constantly going on. But we, as people of God, are to share our light. We are to let our light shine. I want to read the verse for today. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16. I'm reading from King James Version. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Repeat that again. Let your light shine, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think about that. Do you make an effort to do that in your life, or do you sometimes find yourself missing the mark in that area? You know, I can think about times where I missed the mark in that area. And sometimes what can cause us to miss the mark, I love what he said in his message last night. Just because you share your light with others doesn't mean that your light goes out or that it diminishes at all. As you share your light with others, your light continues to be bright. In fact, it's even more brighter as you help others. You know, in this world of go out and grab what you can, think about yourself, all, you know, that's where we can get things twisted and thinking that, you know, it's all about me. But it's not all about you. God wants you to be that light to others. Are you doing what you can to share your light? Or do you find yourself holding back your light because of fear? Because of, you know, if I share, I won't have enough for me. But your light can only be brighter. Your light can only be brighter if you're willing to share it. We are to be lights in this dark and dreary world that we live in. We are to shine our light and be a blessing to other people. What are some ways in which you can share your light? If you have any comments about today's topic, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call-in number is area code 347-202-0909. Or if you want to come in the chat room, please feel free to come to blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision and join me in the chat room and make your comments there. Definitely one way we can share our light is to just be willing to spend time with other people. Be willing to share that encouraging word to someone. You know, being an encouragement to others. You have people who are focused on, unfortunately, putting out people's light. You have people who are focused there, unfortunately. We don't want to be people who's trying to put other people's lights out. It's just awesome. If you, like I said, just check out that video. And I caught the part at where everybody's light was up and shining at the same time. Of course, it was a part of the service where he was asking people to blow their lights out, and you, one by one, as people's lights was going out, it was back to dark. See, that's the problem. As people's lights go out, it goes back to dark. He was using the, Bishop Blake was using the example of the dark to represent a world without God, a world without Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but I shudder to think of a world without Jesus Christ. That's not a world that I want to be part of. But that day is coming. Think about when Christ comes back and takes up the saints. If he comes back for his second coming, he's going to take up the saints. And that's pretty much what you're going to be left with after that happens. We are here. He put us on this earth to be a blessing to other people. He wants our light to shine ever so brightly. He wants us to be that blessing, that great light. Some of you may wonder out there, you know, do I really have a big enough light to really shine? I want to say hello to Madison Media Radio coming into the chat room. Hi, Madison. Thank you for joining me. Like I said, some of you may wonder, okay, do I really have that great light that I can shine? See, some of you may think that about yourself. What do I really have to offer? And you have a lot. See, there's no two people that are alike. You have your own experiences, your own thoughts, feelings, mindset about stuff. It's just simply different because as I said the other day, it comes from you. Are you willing to be a blessing and share your light with other people? That's what God created us to do. He didn't mean for us to just stick in our own little world and just have this mindset of me, the dog, us four, and no more. He wants us to be the light that build up his kingdom. That's our ultimate goal here on earth, as builders of his kingdom. We are his representatives on this earth. That's what I have to remember for myself. I have to remember that as well. Like I said, there's been times where I missed the mark. I'm sure there's going to be more times where I'll continue to miss the mark because of, you know, if I'm not feeling good one day or something like that. But I got to get back to remember and to remembering, you know what, this isn't about me. This is about me being a blessing to others. Who are you sharing your light with? You know, are you sharing it with family members or other friends, co-workers, you know? God is constantly putting people in our path for us to be a blessing to. And it's up for us to see it and really pay attention to it. Like I said, it's so easy to get caught up in what we're trying to do. And just think about only ourselves. If you make it your mission to share your light, be that beam of light for others, it's going to bless you as well. It's going to bless you. It feels good to share your light with others. Like I said, any comments that you have on today's topic, please feel free to call in and share. Call in number, area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number, area code 347-202-0909. Or in the chat room, or like to come to the chat room, come to blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Get in chat room and feel free, those who are in there already, share your comments. We want to constantly, like the Bible verse says, we want to glorify our Father, our Creator, which is in heaven. It's all about glorifying Him. We don't want to add to the darkness. You know, we don't want to add to the darkness of life. Jesus is the light of the world. And we are His representative here on earth. So let your light shine. If you do, have something to offer. He created you. He made you. We think about the Bible. It says the Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. As He was creating you, He said, "This is good." He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He's put that special light inside of you. And He didn't put it there for you to hide. He put it in you to have it shine before others. So don't be afraid to shine your light. Let your light shine on others. Shine towards helping others. Does not mean that your light is going to shine, you know, that your light is going to diminish or shine less. Your light doesn't get dull when you share it with someone else. I mean, y'all lit like a candle before, two candles before. When you take a lit candle and you go ahead and light another candle, that candle's light does not go out because it lit the other candle. You now have two lights shining bright. Just always keep that in mind. Your light does not shine any less because you're helping someone else light to shine. We want to model Jesus Christ in every way, shape, or form that we possibly can. Like I said, are we going to miss the mark sometimes? Yes. But we can just simply get back on track and say, "Lord, forgive me for missing the mark on that one, but I am going to do better. Help me to be better in sharing your light and being a better representative for you." Do what you can to share your light to those around you. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I've said to you today truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you for tuning in today. Once again, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, go to the website, www.jackieap.com. And once again, I welcome you to check out my latest blog post where I shot video of our candlelight service last night. I just felt the need to just kind of focus on that for today's show. But if you want to check out some of that video of last night's service, I welcome you to check it out. That's the latest blog post for the month of December. Just go to the link. Those of you who are in the chat room, you can follow that link. But of course, if you're listening later, once again, go to the website, www.jackieap.com. Click on the blogspot link, and that will lead you to the blog. Okay? With that, that is it for the show today. Once again, Callie on the phone, thank you for tuning in. Ed Lips, Madison Media Radio in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. Anyone else listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, thank you so much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you on the radio Tuesday. God bless.